Untitled Young Wizard Story, written and read by Calicaria, as part of Podfidic Round 1. This takes place at some point after a wizard's holiday. Nita Gamely picked up her mug, which sloshed worryingly. The liquid inside was considerably less viscous than tea. With an internal shrug, she sipped carefully, and was surprised when she tasted cinnamon and bitter chocolate. Scarrett, watching her from across the table, skittered gently in amusement at her surprise. She rolled her eyes at him and sipped again. It reminded her of nothing so much as her mother's hot cocoa, a recipe she and Doreen had been trying to replicate for years without success. Nita looked up again as Scarrett delicately lifted the handleless cup off the table, then passed it up rows of successively smaller pincers until it reached his mouth. He slurped noisily with a sound like a small vacuum cleaner, then passed the cup back down until it reached the tabletop again. "I thought you might like it. This is the first shipment we've managed to obtain in several solar passes. The Silurians were being very stingy with it for a while." Nita looked down at her mug, then lifted it to her nose and inhaled gently. It certainly didn't look like her mother's cocoa. Viscosity aside, her mother's cocoa hadn't had a faint edge of luminosity, or created little lines of foam on the far side of the mug when he drank from it. But the taste was almost exactly as she remembered it. "It's perfect. Thanks." Second Untitled Young Wizard Story, also written and read by Calicaria. This takes place at some point after A Wizard of Mars.
"I can't believe I forgot this."
Tom stared around the crossings like a tourist, as if he hadn't passed through so many times it should have been familiar and boring. Instead of answering, Carl squeezed his hand in reassurance. They'd both said those words so often in the last month that they were becoming rote, a depressing reminder of what they'd temporarily lost, rather than one of what they'd regained. He pulled Tom over to one of the many little cafes that dotted this part of the concourse, and guided him to a table that overlooked one of the major fixed gates. To Vulcan, too, if he remembered properly, though he wasn't sure he did. To cover the frustration engendered by that thought, he sat down heavily in one of the stools, scooted it up close to the table, and peered at the menu display that popped up obligingly in front of him. Across the table, Tom did likewise, then frowned down at the selection.
"What do we usually get here?"
Carl ran his fingers through his hair in frustration, wishing he'd brought his reading glasses.
"I have absolutely no idea."
They both peered at the displays for another long minute, frustration and resignation building between them. Then Carl caught Tom's eye through the menu display, and they both broke into helpless grins. They might have lost some things in the reconfiguration, but now they could rediscover them, side by side. And that would be good, too. Untitled Young Wizard Story, written and read by Calicaria. This takes place at some point after A Wizard's Holiday. Second Untitled Young Wizard Story, also written and read by Calicaria. This takes place at some point after A Wizard of Mars. These stories were all created as a part of Podfidic, that's P-O-D-F, capital I-D-I-C,